Okay, good morning. The 4th of March, Yud Ches Adar, I believe. Tavshin Ayin Ches. We are in Shoftim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayitzaek Ish Yisrael min Naftali umin Asher umin Kol Menashe vayirdefu acharei Midyan. Okay, so they have the Midianim on the run. There was this tremendous bilbul. They were killing each other. And now they start to flee. They start to run away. Vayitzaek. What is Vayitzaek? What's the word Vayitzaek?
What's
Chaf Gimel. Zayin Chaf Gimel. Vayitzaek. So the Mitzvah Sion says, Inyan Aseifa. To gather together. Al kibah b'tzaakas ha-ma'asef, because they come from the scream of the ma'asef. So vayitzaek ish Yisrael. So they gathered ish Yisrael mi Naftali, from Naftali, from Asher, and from all of Menashe. And they ran after Vayirdefu Acharei Midyan, and they ran after Midyan. Questions on the pasuk. Questions.
What's Ish?
Why Ish Yisrael? Good. Okay, what's Ish Yisrael? Why that title?
Why these two Shvatim?
Three. Yeah, they're...
Okay, why these three Shvatim?
Well, are these...
You're saying, why do you need them? Why do you want them? Okay, good kasha.
Were the 300 mitgayes from these three shvatim to begin with?
So yeah, so good question. So turn back to Perek Vav Pasuk Lamed Hey, and we have to compare and contrast. This pasuk will come up with some other kashas. Okay, what does the pasuk say there? Umalachim shalach bechol menashe. Vayizoek gam hu acharav umalachim shalach ba'asher uvizvulan uvnaftali vayalu likrasa. Okay, so the original gathering, who was there? Menashe, Zvulun, Naftali, and Asher. Menashe, Asher, Zvulun, Naftali. Yeah?
Right.
So these are from the Shvatim. These are from the Shvatim that were gathered originally. However, you have any kashas if you compare our pasuk to pasuk Lamed Hey.
Where's Zvulun?
Oh, okay, good. One question is, what happened to Zvulun? Zvulun was there originally, and apparently they're not here now. Okay, another kasha?
Well, here in Vav, they sent shlichim, apparently.
Okay.
Here it's just some general call to arms.
Good. Why are there no malachim here? And there are. Okay, good. Excellent.
The whole point was, you don't select these 300, whole selection process.
Right.
And now you're taking anybody.
Right. Okay, good.
Well, the reservists, those 300 good. Were his strike force to do the
good. If you remember, we had the Yukim back there. We had the Yukim back there that they didn't necessarily return all the way home, mm-hmm. and that they understood that they might be needed later on. So there is a precedence for this, but you're asking good, meaning why, you know, if the whole thing was to have this special army of these 300 tzaddikim, so why all of a sudden now are we adding in more? Okay, another kasha. Should I give you one more minute to try to get it?
Well, v'yitzaek and v'yizaek, they're similar.
Okay, so you want to know the difference between v'yizaek and v'yitzaek? Okay, good.
We discussed that before.
Uh-huh. What else? What did you say, Philip? Oh, why only Midyan? What happened to Bnei Kedem and Amalek? Good kasha. Good kasha. One more kasha with the comparison. The order is different. If you look in Pasuk Lamed Hey, so it's first Menashe, then Asher, then Zvulun, who's not here now at all, and then Naftali. And here, it's the opposite, yeah? You have Naftali, Asher, and then Menashe at the end. So why is that? Why is the order switched around? Why is the order switched around?
Another so question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the clock.
The Targum says it's Knish, who's Lashon
together.
Together. Yitzhak is not Yitzhak and Yitzhak sound like they're yelling out, but
by way of gathering, that's what we said from Mitzvah Sion said.
Like Inyan
Asefa
to call to a gathering.
Exactly. Gathering by way of
call to arms, okay.
Calling.
I notice in both Sukkim.
Yeah.
They mention the Shvatim, but only Menashe gets the Kol Menashe.
Ah, so what's the Kol Menashe again? Excellent. Okay, another Kasha. Good. What's the Kol Menashe? Good. And what are the, one other dig, and I think we covered everything. It's Mi Naftali Umin Asher Umin Kol Menashe. Why doesn't Naftali get a Min? I didn't say Umin Naftali Umin Asher Umin Kol Menashe. It says Mi Naftali instead of Umin Naftali. Who do you think to ask that, Kasha? The Divrei Tova. Okay.
Well, you wouldn't say Mi Asher, I don't think. Just grammatically, I don't think so.
Me.
Maybe emphasizes that it's only some, not all.
So you have an aleph after it?
Okay, so we'll see. We'll see what he says. Okay, so I guess we should start from the first word, yeah? Vayitzak, yes? Okay, that's one teretz. Good, excellent, very good. Very good. Okay. Yeah. So, Vayitzoek, he says, is Lashon Tzaaka, and as Shimon asked, but before it says Vayitzoek, right, which is also Lashon Tzaaka, so what's the difference between Tzaaka and Tzaaka? Why one's Tzaaka and one's Tzaaka? So who do we need for this? To answer this,
Malbim.
We need a Malbim. So there's a Malbim in Tehillim, Parakuf Zayin, or Kapitel, Kuf Zayin, Pasik Vav, Kitzaaka Gedola Mizaaka. He says over there, a Tzaaka is more than a Zaaka. Tzaaka is a louder scream than a Zaaka. Val King Khan Shayyab Ba'emsin Lchama, here that we're in the middle of a war. If they don't come immediately, it'll be too late. They're on the run. Al ken yesh lashon tzaaka she nitzaku b'chayzek rav lavo. Code red. Yeah, the highest. You need the highest level call over here.
Shelfers. What did they do to?
How do they, what's this, it sounds like a scream to me. I don't know. It doesn't say it's a shofar. How could they? Or yeah. How loud could they? I don't know. Yeah. They had megaphones, probably.
They didn't have WhatsApp.
Masha'en kein le'el and berg vav shem ha'yu lefnei kolam l'cham v'lo'yu ha'davr dochuf kolkach shnem l'ashen ze'aka, not se'aka. Okay, that's the l'ashen tse'aka. Tzaaka, okay? That's number one. What's Ish Yisrael? Why do I say Ish Yisrael? So, again, he brings a Malbim. In Dvarim, Parachav Tas, Pasik Tas, Ish Ulashin Mala V'Chashivus. Ish is a language of chashivus. And this is start to answer what's bothering Philip a little bit. But deeper mi yore v'chorad yoshev v'yitzbor she'af she'betchila amar HaKadosh Baruch she'anashim alo yistalku min amlochama v'lo yish'aru im gedon ela ha'shalosh meos ish Shelo karu lebal, because we only need tzaddikim here. Avla acher techilas hanitzachon shel gidon b'midjan shavu elu ha'anashim b'tshuva shelema. These soldiers who originally weren't roi, and they weren't on the level, they weren't on the madrega to come fight in this war, they did tshuva. They did tshuva gemura, and tshuva shalema, vayu anashim kesherim ad shekaram ish Yisrael. And they got to the point where they got this title, Ish Yisrael. They're called Ish Yisrael now, Loshon Chashivas. Well, if he shows the tshuva, bo lishtatef v'milchama lirdof acharei midyan. So now they're roi, now they're ready to come and fight.
So this is happening overnight.
Yeah, seemingly, yes. Yes, yes. You see, it doesn't take long to do tshuva shalema. The Malbim here, since we're talking about Malbims, the Malbim here says, Kvar hiskarti shelochein amar le'ela sheshalach berishona sheyalinu baharagila. Right? He mentioned that back in Pasuk Gimel. Should look there again, I guess. What does the Pasuk say there? So the Malbim there says, right, but they didn't go back to their homes. Why am I not finding the Malbim? Where is it?
This is Bet.
Anyway, yeah.
No, this game.
Where does this continue to? V'lama pa'am v'yashem in am u'pasiches amashalach ish la'ahalav. I don't see where my Malbim continues, but that's the pshat. Okay, so they weren't. Remember that was that funny lesson of a yitzpar, but they didn't go back. They didn't go back. They stayed around. That's what he said. They stayed around. And why did they stay around? For this, because now, and from Mitzdarev, what the Beitova says, now they're roy, now they're ready, now they did tshuva, and now they should get involved in the milcham. Okay. Moving on. Okay.
Oh, I think it was the following page.
What? The Malbim continued?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's under me. Miyarei b'chared, and then there's a whole thing here. Which part are you looking at? Yoshev v'yitzpor. Okay, Reish Lamed, Ratzalama.
Ratzalama, probably. Yeah.
Yeshuv tekef v'yalin b'har gilad. Did you read this?
V'yalin b'har gilad.
Yeah. Baboke yelech lebeito, lo tzivar sheyelchu tekef lebeita. Ki yadasha v'laila tiyeh ha'tshua. The Elo Radfu Mehar Gilad Achrei Borchim.
Alzeam Alashin Yitzpar Shemar Gam Kain Shia Ufu Mehar Kitziporim Afos Acher Ha'oyev Lokain Hakorim Al Berchem Tziva Sheyelchu Takef LeBeisa. Right, so these they were to remain there like birds to hover over, as opposed to the others were told to go back to their house. Ki ela yo'ov de avodah zara v'lo ratzi shishtav to mechama klal. Af lirdof. Right. Those were over the avodah zara. These weren't over the avodah zara. They just weren't necessarily tzaddikim on a high level. So they were told to remain, and that's why they're here now. Not everyone, we'll see, not everyone's going to learn this way exactly like the Malbim, but that's how the Malbim learns. Okay, so the one who brings up these kashas from before is the Kli Yakar. Everyone quotes the Kli Yakar. We don't usually learn the Kli Yakar inside because his Lashon is very hard, but because he's the star over here, let's look inside. Kan betchila hisker naftali, the Achar of Asher, the Achar of Menashe. Right, so here we have first Naphtali, then Asher, then Menashe. Lokein lemala, not true up above. Sheisker Menashe techila, the Achar of Asher, the Zevulon, the Naphtali. Dechsev umalachim shalach b'chol Menashe, umalachim shalach b'Asher Zevulon Naphtali, as we saw. Okay, so that's the kasha. The Efsher Shelamala Hiktim Liosami Mishpachto Shel Gidon. Okay, the family of Gidon. So first you have from the family of Gidon, the Achar of Menashe, and then you have his Shevet, liyosa mishifto shel Gidon, v'aleihem yachdav omar v'izoek gam hu acharav. Okay, so it makes sense. Back there, we're talking about the gathering of these shvatim. So where did this start? Obviously, it starts with Gidon and his shevet. So that's where it starts. Amnon ba'asher v'zevulon v'naftali hiktim asher v'kasev naftali acharon. Why? Ki beleches hish hashliach yelech tchila el asher. We have the map. Okay, so if you're in Menashe, you're going to come up first to Asher, and then Zevulun, and then Naphtali. Right? That's the way they're going to go. Everyone sees that? So that's what he says.
Route 6 and 71.
What's that? Okay, so that's when he says, back there, it was Malachim sent out. They sent out Shluchim. So when he sent out the Shliach, so you take the route. Yitzchak told us the road you take, right? You take that route, you go Asher, Zvula Naftali, that's the way to go. But now, this is happening much more spontaneously. This is not a shluchim being sent out over here. Amnon kibush anasa me'alav, kidiksiv ha'itzoik ish yisro, shenasav ish yisro me'alav, v'lo yedei shliach, kan roi la'azhir tchila minaftali. Why Naftali first? Why Naftali? Can we get the map back? Sorry. Yeah, Hakarav El Hamaracha, Sheshama Nisa Smidjinuva Acharav Asher. Right, so thank you. Right, so Naftali, turn around, yeah. Naftali is going to be. Very good. Yeah. Naftali is closest to where the battle begins, where the battle is. Yeah, so Naftali is going to be first. Okay, and then the other ones are going to come after.
It says differently here.
Oh, we'll get, yeah, okay, one second. Not everyone's going to say like this. We'll get to you in a second, Eliezer. And then Asher. Now, something very strange over here. He leaves out Menashe, the Kliyakar. Let's read a little more. Amnon Zevulun lo yodati tam lama lo nizkar. I don't know why Zevulun's left out, the Kli Yakar says. Ulai mekomo rachuk shelechof anios yishkon v'yargaso ad sidon. Maybe they're very far away. Okay, so he's clearly not learning like the Malbim, who says that they stayed there. He's learning that they all went back home. Okay, first they were gathered up, they went back home. So when they were first gathered up, they were gathered in Shliach, so he's sending a Shliach from Menashe, you're gonna go up to Asher first, Zevulun Naftali, like that would be the route. Now it's happening spontaneously, so they're back home though. So who's gonna come first? Naftali, which is closest to the battlefield, they're gonna hear first, they're gonna come first. Then Asher leaves out Menashe totally and says Zevulun, he doesn't know why. Maybe it's because they're far away. And because of this, also Menashe is not mentioned. Since he told everyone to go home, so Menashe went home. And they didn't hear to come. What's the kasha on this? Menashe's in the pasuk. Menashe's in the pasuk. It says, umin kol Menashe. Umin kol Menashe. And the Kilas Yaakov cannot understand it. Upela me'arav kli yakarzal, shekasum mitam zeh gam kein lo nizkar b'nei Menashe, kivin sheshivan gidon ishul mekomo, kein asu v'lo shamu inyin ha-mucham v'lo v'rachem v'yidinosam v'rachem v'akam. V'ani tama, eich peh kadosh, yomer dover zeh. How could a holy mouth say such a thing? Sharei ha-kasuv tzavach. The pasuk screaming. V'yom v'yitzoik ish yisom me'av talim min asher, umin kol min asher. V'yirdefu acharei midyan u'me'ataych kamar mar shabnei menashe lo shamu lios rechokim. How could he say that they didn't hear because they were far? Shilazelo bo adarab kra meyid aleihem shafilu osam shemeiver leyarden kulam bo. As Philip said, it says kol menashe that even the menashe from meiver leyarden came. The hedrikamar min kol menashe lichul gam oisam shemeiver leyarden amaravi shekulam shamu ubo v'tzarech yishuv. We need an answer for this kliyakar. Extremely strange. The Pella, I don't know why he can miss a word in the Pasuk.
It was after Purim.
Very, very strange. Very, very strange.
It's a problem with the Gesha in the Nach or the Gesha in the Kliyakar.
Got a chance. Okay, so Yitzchak wants to change a Gesha. Yitzchak's changing a Gesha. Okay, fine. So that's how. Oh, Eliezer left and he wanted to tell us another Pasha. Where'd he go?
Did he say something about Sidon?
Zevulun. No, because he says they went because they're up in the boats. They go up to the boats and they're definitely farther than Naphtali if you look at the map. They're farther than Naphtali.
You mentioned Sidon, which is
all the way up. Right? So they're all the way up and there's all the way down by the Yarden.
He mentioned there is
okay, so as far as
The fight is over here, isn't it?
The fight was over there, yes. Yes.
Well, Har, yeah.
Closest to Naphtali.
Near Har Tabor, right? Near Har Tabor is there.
Mount
here, Hatter, there.
Right?
It's around that area.
There. Right.
What's Yisachar doing?
Oh, excellent question. That's the question we didn't answer. Where, why is Yisachar not there?
They're learning.
Where is Yisachar? Okay.
They're the learners.
What? They're the learners. Okay. So this you would think would be a raya to what we said. That if you're learning, you don't even have to come out necessarily for Mechemes Mitzvah. We had the whole question here, whether it's a Mechemes Mitzvah, if it wasn't a Mechemes Mitzvah, if it isn't a Mechemes Mitzvah. So that would be one teretz. The Divrei Torah doesn't learn that way. Divrei Torah does not learn that way. And he says like this, okay? He wants to know, he's bothered. Why, he goes with the Klei Yakar's Kasha, why is Zevulun not here? And like Philip's asking now, why is Yisachar not there? I'm going to save you with these 300 men. Shehem peturim lavol milchamazu ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu kvar eftiach shetiyazu milchama nisim. This is going to be a supernatural war. Shetzuras hanitzachin ba hu derech neis, that it's coming through a neis. Lechein ein lam reshus levatel mitora letzorach milchamazu. They thought they don't have reshus to come ki einena milchama shel anhagas derech hateva. It's not a derech hateva war. Vegamim lo yavo yaseneis. So even if they don't come, the nace is going to happen. They get on Yinatzeach. So therefore, they felt they're not allowed to come. They're not allowed to be mevatel Torah to come. The chen b'nei zevulon lo bo. Ah, so now he's going to give a different teretz. The Kli Yakar says he doesn't know, maybe because they're far. The Divrei Tova says another teretz. Ki heim hayutzrichin l'sapek mayim u'mazon l'vnei Yisachar oskin b'torah. Their job is to take care of Yisachar. They're the shamish. Which, it was pretty amazing to me that when Rav Twersky came, so he had a shamish came with him, right, from America. A shamish came and was with him the whole time. Yeah, so that's how it was. That's what Zevulun was for Yisachar. Zevulun was Meshamesh Yisachar. Ulechein gam lohem lohaya penai lavo lemuchamazu. They didn't have time. They're busy taking care of Yisachar. Amnam betchila bo gam b'nei Zevulun. Oh, so why did they originally come? They thought, since it's a mechametz mitzvah, gam b'nei Yisachar yisasu l'b'sof to the mechama. They thought the Yisachar is going to come to the work as a mechametz mitzvah. Aval acher kein she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'gidlon she'zo tia mechama nisis. Once the Hashem told them, no, this is a mechama nisis, u'b'sholosh me'o she'isha melaka kimoshiyaschem, heivinu b'nei Zevulon, she'b'nei Yisachar b'vaday kvar lo yirtzu latzeis l'mechama zu. They see the Yisachar is not coming. U'lachen kivan she'nitna reshus l'b'nei Zevulon lachzul l'bateyim. So now they have reshus to go back and take care of Yisachar. Chazul l'shareis es b'nei Yisachar v'lo yirtzu l'mechama k'mo b'nei Yisachar. They didn't come. What's the problem with this, though? What's the kasha on this? How did B'nai Yisachar not originally come? It was only after the armies were gathered, they came from Naphtali, from Asher, from Zevulun and Menasheh, and then you had the vetting process. But it didn't start that way. So how did Yisachar know immediately not to come? He just says Yisachar didn't come because they see it's in the only thing I can think of is what he means is that Yisachar had some type of Ruach HaKodesh. They had Ruach HaKodesh. They knew that this is what was going to be. Even before Gideon said it, somehow they knew. They had Ruach HaKodesh, I guess, that they knew that Zevulun didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. They didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. So they assumed this is going to be a regular Tevedika war. Even Yisachar is going to come. So the Zevulun went out too. Also what Shver is that they're deciding. It seems like Gideon sent Shluchim. Not that they were deciding, and it seems Gideon did not send to Yisachar. Gideon didn't send to Yisachar. So maybe, again, you could adjust it to say that, because Gideon knew that this is going to be a supernatural war. Gideon knew that, and therefore Gideon wasn't going to take Yisachar to come. I also had a kasha that, shouldn't it be the opposite, though? Don't you want the biggest tzaddikim and talmid chachamim? So if Yisachar are the learners, so why shouldn't they be the ones to come?
Well, you could have your cake and eat it too, because you could have tzaddikim who are not learners doing the fighting, and you could have tzaddikim who are learners continue to learn.
Is there such a thing as a tzaddik who's not a learner?
Maybe not 24/7, but you know, he cobbles his shoes together and makes a living.
Ein amar etz chassid. Ein amar etz chassid.
A few hours and then he fights.
Right. Okay. I hear.
We don't know exactly how the tzaka, tzaka, tzaka was implemented. It could be, we know it's like Rosh Hashanah, by Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah says they had torches. They would communicate by torches.
Right, right.
So it could be they communicated by shofaris, and they had a chain of communication, and that left room for interpretation.
Yeah, but originally they sent shluchim. Meaning originally when they sent the war, it wasn't this. It was shluchim. It says they sent malachim, actually. That's what the Klei Yakar said, that the original route, they went from Menasheh up to Asher, to Zevulun, to Naphtali. That was the route that the shluchim went.
So how did they get there so fast? Are they riding horses? What were they doing?
I guess.
Malam in a teva, what?
I guess they were riding horses, yeah. They were able to go pretty fast. Yes?
I'm back in the saddle. Maybe Gideon wanted that chap here to stay in place because he knew that the bad guys were going to retreat eastwards.
Okay.
So he wanted them to stay in place, ready to cut them off and get into the river and all that.
It's a good shot, but the problem is, then they would say them now. Yeah. Now when the chase is on, it should say Yisachar. And it's not. So it seems even now when the...
anyway, it said here...
Yeah, what does it say there?
Okay, so it said now that the battle was over, and it showed that it was...
The battle's over?
The battle was won.
Okay.
They're running away.
They're on the run. I mean, it's not over, they're on the run.
The battle was won.
Okay.
We saw that it was a nace. So it says that now there was a nace. It didn't call... thousands of people to come.
Right.
They all come. Uh-huh. And it says that originally we sent for Menasheh, he was there, but Naphtali and Asher were summoned, but not Zevulun. It says apparently the path of the Midianites skirted the provinces of Ur, just went skirted it by, and went due north through Asher, and then east through Naphtali.
Huh? Who are they quoting this from?
Rabbi Archbold.
No, I'm saying they're quoting someone?
No.
Strange.
It says in addition...
Because it says, the Pasuk says what they went. They went down.
It says in addition, some of the Midianites were fleeing southward toward Ephraim, so we called for the Ephraim to block the end, to block the way.
Okay, they're making up a shot. Okay, could be. I mean, the Pasuk doesn't say that, but okay. Okay, as far as the order goes, so he also has a pshat, Divrei Torah. He quotes the Kli Yakar, and then he says, Amnon kan, ner lefi ani azdaiti, al pi an hizbar le'el, shekvar sham no da lebnei hashvatim sheh, hagam shekoeis heim mishtalchem mimarachas ha-mocham, like the Malbim. Okay, so this is back like the Malbim. Kli Yakar doesn't learn this way, but he, like the Malbim, that they knew that they're going to need to be involved later in the war. Okay, and they know they're going to end up going all the way down, right, to Har HaGilad. And like, if you, again, you look at the map, but they're going down, they're running down to into Menashe's territory, right? Because they're going down the Yarden, and they're going to enter to right near Menashe's territory. So Haim lo is atzul v'chazul abateim. So apparently Menashe knew this. Menashe knew that that's the way they're going to run. So Menashe was able to go all the way home, even though they know they're going to be needed again. But they were able to go all the way back home because that's the way they're going to come. But Naphtali, which is all the way up north, thank you, Philip, Naphtali didn't go back home. Because there, if they went back home, there's no way they're going to make it for the chase. They're too far away. Asher, though, some did go home. And some stayed ready, like Naphtali. Elu shegaru karav. I don't know. From the map, it seems to me that Asher would be just as far. No, but
looks that way. They're all very
I don't know, but he seems to think that I guess Asher is somehow closer. Maybe they go lower. Asher's territory goes a little lower down. Yeah. Okay. So it makes sense that Asher's closer. Makes sense, Asher is closer. Okay, so Asher, which is close, not as close as Menashe, to where they're going to run to, but closer than Naphtali, so they partly went back and partly stayed. So that's why it's starting with Naphtali, because Naphtali are there ready, they're waiting. Okay? Then Asher, which is partly there and partly not, and then Menashe, which all went home. Okay, so that's how he's answering the order. Okay? Then why does it not say Min Naphtali? It says Min Asher, Min Kol Menashe, but it doesn't say Min Naphtali. So he says, we learned back in Yoshua, and say for Yoshua, that the word Min means Hafrad, like a separation. Okay? So his teretz is that Asher and Menashe, in order to chase down the Midianim, so they have to totally leave their territory. As opposed to Naphtali, who remembers this? Who does the Yarden belong to? It was always a question, the bodies of water, who they belong to. So he says, we learned, V'kasu sham babir hagra, umetzudas David shekol ayarden shayich lenaftali. Al Kain. Right. Al Kain Yotze Shabine Naftali Birod from Achre Midjan Bemeka Yardin Al Svasa Yardin. The whole chase now is along the Yardin. Heim Kulo Yotzu Mimakom Eretz Shiftim. It's as if they're not even leaving their territory. Share Kol Hayardin Shelohem, because the Yardin belongs to them. Al Kain Amar Eitzoik Ishiso Mi Naftali. Lo Omer Min Naftali. Shekeno Ishlo Yotze Yetze Legamri Mimakom Shiftim. They're not totally leaving the place of their Shevet. Elo Ish Mishay. Naftali road deif achare mejim b'mechos hakar of Laret Shifto. They're right by So then the question is, why does it say Kol Menashe? Why does it say Kol Menashe? Okay, so we had one teretz was Philip's teretz. It says Kol Menashe because even the ones from Aver Hayarden, even those. Va'odef Shalomer. Alpian is Barleel Shah Noshim Elu Shirotu Akhre Midjan, Heim Elu Shes Nadvu Bitchila Lavo Im Gidon. Pashtus, the ones who are now chasing them, is the original army. What was the original army? 32,000, right? Originally 32,000 came. So these that are now chasing were from the original army. Elu Heim Amavorim Leelim Pasig Paragva Pasig Lamination, Nasu Bitchila El Gidon. Ukin is Barleelim Pasig Gimel. Right, and again explained in Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel that they went back. As far as Shevet Naphtali and Asher goes, so the original army are the ones who came. But from Menashe, not only the original soldiers who came originally came to now fight and to now chase after Midjan, but they Shemiko b'nei Menashe bo anoshim letzdarif lirdof acharei Midjan. They all came. Why would that be? Why from Menashe would they all come as opposed to Naphtali and Asher, only the original soldiers? What do you say? I'm sorry? Okay, so that could be a pshat, meaning it was much closer to them. It was much closer to them. He actually doesn't say that. But he says, Aleph, there's a Shevet pride going on over here. This is, Gidon is from Shevet Menashe. Gidon's from Shevet Menashe, so it's his Shevet, right? So from his Shevet, they're going to go, Shiratzu Kovane Menashe, the Sabbath, the Gidon Shehu, it's Manalio Shofet Yishome, a Shevet Shalem, there's a Shofet from their Shevet, they want to go. His team. Yeah, and number two, he says, as he said before, that the B'nai Menashe, they all went home. So since they all went home, now that they're going back to the war, everyone sees and everyone knows now that Midjan is on the run, Midjan is on the chase, we're winning the war already. So they all want to come, so they all come and they all join in. Okay? And then to end off, why is it only Midjan? Okay, so why are they only chasing after Midjan? What happens to the Mekedim and Amalek? Okay, so he says, Nir Lefian Yazdaiti, Sheheyos ve'eretz Midjan hu bedarom eretz Yisrael. So Midjan is the Midjanim live south of Eretz Yisrael. South of Eretz Yehuda, actually, v'spashtu gam mechoz Yam HaMelech, and in the area of the Yam HaMelech as well. Al kein haMidjanim shebo ad letzafon haaretz. So now the Midjanim came all the way north to fight to Emek Yisrael. Begivas Hamora ukemavur leel and pasigav nasu ubarchu beemek haYarden lachzor chazara ledarom art. So they're running down along the Yarden because they have to get all the way south. Shehu lekivun eretz Midjan veim lo chatzu es haYarden. They don't cross the Yarden immediately. Elam shichu lanos droma ad lesvas eva mechola. They're going more south until they cross. Al kein sham ratu acharem anchi shevin Naphtali veanchi Menashe. So they're going south and they're chasing after them. Abnei Kedem she'arsam he b'mizracha itself, but Bnei Kedem, which are coming from the east, heim miyad b'tchila hamenusa klar chotzu es hayarden mizracha. Right away they cross the Yarden. Al kein lo rad for bnei Yisrael acharem keis. Therefore, they decided not to chase after the bnei kedem. Ki keis rad chu acharem midjan sharei bever yardin amar ravi. The rak the b'sof rad af gidon acharem bever yardin amizrachi. Okay, the whole time we've been saying really the ikar mochama was against midjan, right? The ikar oyev here, the ikar enemy here was midjan, and we'll see midjan is going to be totally wiped out as opposed to bnei kedem and amalek, which are not totally wiped out. Okay. Okay.